Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is August 4, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about NCR unveils payment solution for dive-in restaurants. Nasai, Cohort Go team up for a new payment solution. Aero, Fiserv partner for card management and processing in Africa. Fairportal introduces flight booking widget for travel and e-commerce industries. Hey secures growth investment led by Bain Capital Tech Opportunities. Nuve reveals brand merger with SafeCharge, redesigning its website. Grab rolls out a series of consumer financial services. Visa reveals shifts in consumers' and SMs' behaviors due to COVID-19. Now let's get started. NCR unveils payment solution for dive-in restaurants. NCR Corp. has revealed its NCR Aloha, a contactless ordering and payment solution for dine-in restaurants, Mobile Payments Today reports. This solution helps guests to scan a QR code at table to access the menu, place their order, and pay. It can also integrate with loyalty systems so members can earn and redeem rewards. Restaurants can also use Aloha to gather data for more personalized guest experiences. NCR believes that restaurants are reshaping the guest experience to offer both contactless curbside pickup and contactless dine-in to meet customer expectations. The Aloha platform enables restaurants to accelerate digital transformation and adapt to changes in the market. Nasai, Cohort Go team up for a new payment solution. Cohort Go has partnered with Nasai Learning to provide a cheaper and easier way for online learners to pay their tuition fees. Nasai is an online learning provider, and it administers innovative education programs to over 1,200 students worldwide. The company supports students with barriers to learning including illness, mental health conditions, and challenging behaviors, and via this partnership with Cohort Go, Nasai further propels its mission by making learning more affordable for students and their families. Through Cohort Go's online payments solution, Nasai students have the ability to pay for courses in their local currency, avoiding expensive foreign exchange rates and transfer fees. The partnership provides a convenient payment method for those learning online. The payment solution facilitates Nasai's internal reconciliation process, reducing administrative effort by providing an overview of all payments from initiated to settled. Aero, Fiserv partner for card management and processing in Africa. Payments fintech Fiserv has announced a partnership with Absa Regional Operations, Aero, to support credit card management and processing in 9 African nations. What started as a program to enable Absa to separate its card platform from Barclays has resulted in Aero taking steps to remodel its business for increased agility and growth as it serves customers in Botswana, Ghana, Kenya, Mauritius, Mozambique, Seychelles, Tanzania, Uganda, and Zambia, according to the official press release. Absa is utilizing First Vision, a managed services solution that enables global processing economies of scale with integrated capabilities, such as risk management and loyalty programs, that span the card issuing lifecycle. The solution's service-oriented architecture and open APIs facilitate rapid application development, enabling new capabilities to be brought to market quicker. Fairportal introduces flight booking widget for travel and e-commerce industries. Travel technology company Fareportal has unveiled an airline ticket booking widget that will be available to select industry partners. According to the press release, the widget will enable e-commerce providers to insert an airline ticket purchase functionality into their sites by placing a single small piece of code. Once in place, partners will be able to offer and sell airline tickets by accessing CheapoAir and One Travel's database of tens of millions of searchable itineraries accessing over 600 airlines worldwide. Featuring a suite of brands with a 42-year history, Fareportal is a technology company that powers hybrid travel agencies like CheapoAir, One Travel, and Travelong. Moreover, Fareportal's hybrid business model bridges the gap between an online travel agency and a traditional travel agency by providing a convenient online booking capability as well as a 24/7 personalized trip booking experience. Hey secures growth investment led by Bain Capital Tech Opportunities. Japan-based payments and e-commerce platform Hey has announced it secured a Series E investment led by Bain Capital Tech Opportunities. According to the press release, the funding round, along with Bain Capital's global expertise with integrated software and payments, will enable Hey to accelerate growth and serve the large and growing number of businesses in Japan who are looking to establish an online retail presence and accept cashless payments in stores. Moreover, in conjunction with the new investment round, they also announced that it has acquired Kubik, an emerging consumer-facing reservations platform that will help them further scale and diversify into adjacent categories. Financial terms of both private investments were not disclosed. Formed in 2018 by the merger of mobile point-of-sale terminal business Coyni and e-commerce platform Stores.jp, Hey provides end-to-end support for businesses as they create and maintain personalized virtual storefronts and accept in-person payments. Overall, the platform plays an important role allowing merchants in Japan to engage and transact with current and prospective consumers at a fraction of the cost of other alternatives in the market. Nuvei reveals brand merger with SafeCharge, redesigning its website. Payment technology company Nuvei has announced the launch of its new corporate positioning, tagline, and redesigned website. Via this, the company shows its drive to unite payment technology and consulting, and its mission to provide the payment tech and intelligence businesses need to succeed locally and globally, through one integration. This also marks the brand merger with SafeCharge, which Nuvei acquired in August 2019. As such, SafeCharge will now operate under the Nuvei name, while the integration of both organizations under one name and a full-stack, native payment technology platform is designed to further remove payment barriers worldwide, empowering merchants with unparalleled global commerce capabilities. In addition, through a single integration, Nuvei provides a seamless payment journey with connectivity into 200 geographic regions and local acquiring in 30 markets. Businesses can accept more than 450 alternative and local payment methods in 150 currencies. Built for reliability and security, Nuvei's platform ensures high-speed processing and the ability to handle large transaction volumes. Integrated fraud and risk management tools ensure security and compliance, including automated identity checks, proactive chargeback management, a smart 3DS service, and global token capabilities that facilitate regulatory requirements and enable more sales. Grab rolls out a series of consumer financial services. Grab has announced that its financial unit, which previously focused on services for entrepreneurs and small businesses, is launching a series of products for consumers. According to TechCrunch, Grab's new products include AutoInvest, a platform that allows consumers to invest small sums of money through Grab's app, consumer loans, a buy now, pay later program, and expanded insurance offerings, including hospital insurance that will first launch in Indonesia. Moreover, Grab's micro-investment solution will be accessible through Grab's digital wallet. The feature allows users to invest as little as one Singapore dollar at a time into liquid fixed income funds managed by Fullerton Fund Management and UOB Asset Management, with the potential to earn returns of about 1.8%. The solution is planned to launch first in Singapore, at the beginning of September 2020. Furthermore, Grab's new consumer credit products include Pay Later, which enables users to pay for Grab services at the end of each month. The offering will first be available in Singapore and Malaysia. Besides, the company is offering consumer loans from third-party licensed banks and financial institutions with a user-friendly application process. Overall, the program benefits merchants, as it includes increased gross merchandise value, larger basket sizes, and lower card abandonment rates, TechCrunch reported. Visa reveals shifts in consumers and SMEs behaviors due to COVID-19. Visa has released the Visa Back to Business study assessing the increasing shift to e-commerce in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the press release, nearly 78% consumers worldwide have changed how they pay in order to reduce contact, and more than two-thirds of SMBs, 67%, have tried a new approach, whether launching an e-commerce site or changing POS technology to keep their business on track. Additional findings from the Visa Back to Business study conducted in the US, Brazil, Canada, Germany, Hong Kong, Ireland, Singapore, and UAE include: safety first means touchless. In each market surveyed, contactless payments have become a driving differentiator, as nearly two-thirds, 63%, of consumers would switch to a new business that installed contactless payment options. For close to half of global consumers, 46%, using contactless payment methods is among the most important safety measures for stores to follow. Nearly half, 48%, would not shop at a store that only offers payment methods that require contact with a cashier or a shared device. SMB optimism versus consumer realities. 71% of global SMB owners say they have received support from their local communities, with the most coming in the form of business referrals, 33%, and favorable reviews, 31%. New normal means new habits. Nearly 4 in 5, 78%, consumers have made changes to the way they pay, including shopping online when possible, 49%, using contactless payments, 48%, and not using cash as much, 46%. A majority, 70%, of consumers have used a new shopping or payment method for the first time, including 26% who have used tap to pay for in-store purchases, shopping for groceries or household items online, 34%, curbside restaurant pickup, 28%, and buying online then picking up in store, 25%. Pivoting to a digital-first mindset, 20% of SMBs have adopted contactless payments, while one-third, 33%, of SMBs report they have accepted less, or stopped accepting, cash since COVID-19. Besides, millennial SMB owners, 41%, are significantly more likely to have accepted less or stopped accepting cash, compared to Gen Y, 31%, and boomers, 21%. On guard against fraud, more than half, 53%, of SMBs are likely to purchase a fraud management solution to help protect their business due to the shift to digital commerce. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.